even though you might walk through the fire, you will need to go through the fire. Why do you do this? Well, he does this out of love for you and for us. That's common in scripture is not the matter that says that they're all spiritual and not the cross. But it is the way for you and I to do our work. Jesus came down, borrowed him roughly, the way of him. He loved him roughly, he drove him off. So that he could take the time himself and ask three things. He treated himself, the people who are community. And he took one of those things, the suffering judgment of God, so that you and I can be clothed in words of the outcomes. Number two, the quality change. And that's the quality change. If I were to put on the cross, they're not words of defeat. They're not words of failure. But they're words of victory. A victory cry that is declared directly on the cross. God has been fighting for it. And the world is doing it. It requires that we pay the consequence. A percent that we all owe. The pain, death, separation from God, the eternal death. The curse of truth is true. But Jesus, as he is lifted on the house of Christ, we see that the curse is broken. Jesus, as he said with one of the Pharisees in John chapter 3, he tells us how he will be lifted high. Like Moses, lifted high, let bronze flourish in the wilderness. You remember this story. The two were offering God's conscience, and they were sick. They were sitting off the two who were bidden. But suppose you said, Moses, all that, let the bronze flourish. So that all who look at this flourish can hear it. Because his arm of the curse has been broken. And Jesus himself said this. So he will be lifted up in John chapter 12. He will be lifted up. He will draw all men unto him. So he is he knew that he was talking about his Christian people who have been lifted up. But earlier on in the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 11, there is a talk of one of David's descendants actually who will be lifted up in victory. Where a victory battle lifts him up, the claim victory to all those who hear it. But he lifted up on Psalm 7, he lifted up the victory blood, declared victory. This is the victory of God. As he said, he lifted up all the mountains to be drawn unto him, and to the earth and all people to be drawn to the king. And he will be in John 12, that he will not be able to every book will be written by him. He is the victorious king, the humble king, and the king who is victorious. Death has been defeated, suffering has been conquered, and we can be brought back into a relationship with the Heavenly Father. This is truly wonderful. So, therefore, we truly joy on Good Friday, though. It is a group. People, all people, can make access to the kingdom. And this means the Lord of all. If you are the one who has conquered our greatest foes, then you are the one that is the servant of our worship. So you are the one who deserves to sit in the throne room of our heart. He conquered him and he succeeded death. And yet we are people who want to live our own life. We want to be free. We want to be bought. But we need to follow these things in the last paragraph. To bend our knees humbly and say, Heavenly Father, be king of my life. Acknowledge the best people and ask them to be on the throne of our heart. I wonder if this Father, this really good Father, in fact,
you choose to live the being, to no longer live for yourself, to allow you to teach to be your priority, your calling, your ability, to be the people who call the soul in your life, where you are no longer the God. If you do this, you stand to be proud of. You will say that not only do you call the king and the victorious king, but you will say that you can see who is great and the greatest king because he is a great king. Let me just ask you, as you say, Uncle Paul is not a good one, but a little bit of a lot of people in the United States. If you say, you are a little bit, and you're the one who destroys yourself, and he knows that God is who is Christ, who is not even king. He says, sorry, that when he says, wait, he becomes king to Hong Kong because of the war. However, he is a great man. He is involved in a horrible murder. It's still a guy who is just a murderer. He's just a conviction of what he's put by a walking ball. He almost comes in. I do not believe that the Christian is in my life. That's actually what I'm going to do. Everything is finished. When I thought I'm going to get one, and I listened, how were they going to be supported? And so the demands took them. I couldn't think for a while. How in the rest of it, we have to do what we do. Who are them? Who are them? My wife. Where's the truth? And the London girl would move to her, and he said to her, my wife was robbed in the city of England. I said, there's nothing she can live on. And so, in meeting my dear wife, I decided to choose a new life. And this is at that very moment, God's Spirit opened my heart to hear about him. I flew to open, and found Psalm 23, and read the real gospel that I shall not be one who must be on the screen really fast and be losing the Christ by water and our kingdom. It was instinctive what I needed to read. My heart was comforted, and I took it up before, a committing spirit of life. As a result, I spent the scripture that I saw your intention before ever living. I didn't know the times to be writing for you from your father, and talking to God and leaving him in trouble. But a number of years later, I met a mystical moment. God said to me, in the name of the prayer by the Hong Kong governor, I was looking at someone who was preaching to me. And I had my own Bible for you, he said, and I was thinking about a while and to the end of my days, of the great love of God for me. And today, must be nearly, if not over, 100 years old, and yet we have people here who can include that in spite of the joy of the Lord, regardless of faith in due time. But the death sentence has been in general, and clearly more importantly, in the consequence of faith in the Lord. And we know, testifying that after the Lord is saved in the end, the common word word must be in the past. I wonder, can you trust? John Murray, in 1982, told me that the Summer Olympics was my daughter. John had been doing some Bible lessons in the Greek, but I think it's been in his studio. That he wrote himself, but his mind was closed and he didn't believe at that time. But he said that his cousin here in this, John was special headed to the University of Portsmouth, and that's why not. Which runs to Bill Miller, he decided to go and see him and cut his feet off. He was pretty hard in October, and the moon was big and bright. At the university, Bill was tied under a glass ceiling, so the moon shone brightly across the top of the pool. Glass went needed, so Charles climbed to the platform and took up his first dive. He went into the platform, turned his back, and put his arms out wide. At that moment, the Spirit of God began to speak to him and recognized the scripture that he had written. And on that lunar platform, ready to speak to God, he went to the wall and saw a shadow called Bonaroy, and this was the shadow shape of the cross. And at this moment, he could feel the burden of his sin and could bear it no longer. His heart broke and sat down on the platform, asking God for forgiveness. And know, and put it in the air and trust in God. Second, they rely on the call to belong. The return coming to set the call. And if God lives on the platform, it's going to be able to set up. So he's gathered that the call has been done for a while. And we don't know how it is to do it. The cross has been not simply completed, but the cross is a response from fear to the fear. How great is the failure is. How great is the failure is. There is the humble thing, there is the world, which is the failure to me. But it's quite the failure to me, which is the failure to me. After this, little divine victory, and this is one who is filled by drawing your airmen in the middle of the world, is the greatest thing. His word for us, his true word for us, what a wonderful thing. For you do not see God's comfort in this God's way. It is in righteousness, literature, and faith. In Christ, we live in the Jesus Christ, the just. Amen. Turn to the Son who grows to man.